بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this دعاء. اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه متقبلا. O Allah, preserve me for the month of Ramadan, preserve the month of Ramadan for me, and preserve it in a way that whatever I do in the month of Ramadan is accepted in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One very effective way of getting our fast, our ibadat accepted in the month of Ramadan is turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do whatever we're supposed to do. Fulfill the rules and regulations of fasting. Perform our salat. Make our qiyamul layl. Do whatever we have to do. But would that put a spark in our ibadat by making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is emphasized in the Quran Kareem. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu zkurullaha zikran kathira. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. That, oh you who believe, Allah is approaching the hearts of Iman. Allah is approaching believers, people that believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, believe in the greatness and the majesty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, you believe in me, you believe in my greatness, remember me as much as possible. And then Allah says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Praise me, glorify me, make my zikr in the morning and in the evening. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah makes it so clear. It is a group of people that making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would hold yourself, make sabr. You would want to go out. But on the other side, there's a group of people that make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rahum bilghadati wal'ashi. Yuriduna wajha. They are a group of people that are making the zikr of Allah, remembering Allah. They want the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Would help yourself with those people and engage in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah encourages us to make zikr and he says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. First Allah speaks about the creation of the sky and the earth. Look at the great sky, the sun, the moon. Allah speaks about the earth. Then Allah speaks about the alternating of the day and the night. What is that? It was dark. Few moments later it became light. Who converted the darkness into light? Who converted the light into darkness? None other but Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah says that in this there are signs for intelligent people. And defining the intelligent people, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَسْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. There are those people that remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala standing, sitting, lying down, and they ponder upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From all these verses we understand how much of encouragement they are for us to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned one sahabi, Abdullah ibn Abi Busr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna sharaya al-Islam kad kathurat. There are many, many laws of deen and shariat. Sometimes laws of namaz, zakat. There are so many masail and related masail to it. How am I going to remember everything? Show me something astannu bihi. Something very comprehensive. I just practice on something short and brief, comprehensive, and by doing so, I would be practicing on every aspect of Sharia. What is that, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, La yazalu lisanuka ratman bi zikrillah. Keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All the time engage yourself in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And lastly, one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala says, The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging the Sahaba to make the dhikr. He told to them, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَسْكُرُ رَبَّ وَالَّذِي لَا يَسْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The person that makes the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, compare him with that person that's not making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The comparison between them two is the comparison of a living person and a dead person. A person that's making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is alive, his heart is alive, attached to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And a person that is not making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his heart is dead. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and inculcate within ourselves the habit of making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Last night, we did half the zikr from the 12 tasbihats, we did 6. Tonight or now in the morning, we'll do the remaining. You don't have to do all the 12. You don't have to do 6. But every day, few moments of your life, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, make it a habit of taking a few moments and engaging yourself in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The last few moments of the month of Ramadan we have, it is to inculcate this habit in us. You don't have to do full 12 tasbihats. You don't have to do 6 tasbihats. Even if you do 2 or 3 tasbihats, as long as you take a few moments of your life, few moments of the day, in directing your heart and mind solely to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat, inshallah. Recite 3 times, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah. Allah. Allah, 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 الله حاضري الله ناظري الله معي الله 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 الله. The statements that I've included in between, whilst taking the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where you say, Allahu Naziri, that Allah is seeing me. Allahu Haziri, Allah is present with me. Allahu Ma'i, Allah is with me. And when we say these words, then we remind ourselves, we conscientize ourselves, that we are not free to do whatever we want to. We have yaqeen and conviction that Allah is seeing, Allah is with me, Allah is present, Allah is seeing everything. And that develops that consciousness of Allah within our hearts, and we feel that closeness with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So in our zikr, you introduce these kind of words to build that attachment and that closeness with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah, 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 Allah. After making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, lift up your hands and make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When a person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala after making zikr, most definitely, without any doubt, the dua is accepted. And this is understood from the ayat of the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah says, Faskuruni askurkum. You make my zikr, you remember me, I will remember you. We made the zikr of Allah, we remembered Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah will remember us, Allah will answer our calls. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Ud'uni astajib lakum. You make dua to me, I will respond to the duas that you make to me. So, after zikr, make it a habit. Few moments, the challenges of life that we go through, make dua for yourselves, make dua for the ummah, make dua for the various aspects of your life, for your near ones, family ones, dear ones. The dua after zikr are most definitely accepted. Allah grant us tawfiq. After making dua, it won't be a long time before it will be sunrise at the time of Ishraq. Make it a habit to read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq. It is mentioned in the hadith in Tirmizi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person have to read his Fajr namaz, and then after Fajr he remains in a place making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then he reads 2 rakat Salah, Allah will reward him with an accepted Hajj, Allah will reward him with an accepted Umrah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq you make, Whatever sin they have committed, the minor sins, if they're equivalent to foams of the sea, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive. Yes, of course, for major guna, major sins, you have to make tawbah and istighfar to Allah. So when you read this 2 rakah salatul ishraq, read it also with the niyat of tawbah, where your major sins are forgiven and your minor sins are also forgiven. Try to inculcate these habits in the month of Ramadan, so that if we increase the quality of our life and our attachment to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us make our own independent du'as by ourselves, inshallah.